This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. John Johnson with you. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And I'll tell you what, if there was ever a night that made you think, well, there might be more to life than sports, this was it. Between what happened at Citizens Bank Park and, of course, what happened down in Miami, there was nothing positive. At any point this evening, during the 48 minutes that was Sixers Heat, did you think the Sixers had a chance to win? Because I didn't. 5 minutes in, I knew it was over. I can't recall the last time I watched a game where I knew it was over the whole way, even though, like, if I looked at the score at a certain point, they were only down 5 points.
Monday. kidding aside,
you're right. But at a certain point, like, oh, they make a three-pointer here, get an N1, it's a tie game, maybe they take the lead. There was no feeling. I watched that entire 48-minute game, or 2.5 hours in real time, with a blank stare. There was no moment where I had a fist pump or I said under my breath, there we go, now we're moving. There was nothing. And the thing is, I would love to yell and scream at Doc Rivers because, you know, game one, oh, you better believe Doc Rivers is getting it. Game two, I can't yell at Doc Rivers. You know who's to blame for all of this? Watching that game, the one thing I kept saying over and over and over again in my head and at one point out loud, Daryl Morey did not do his job. This Sixers roster is so poorly assembled. So the game plan was generally the same, right? It's give James Harden the ball, let James Harden bring the ball up the court, let him figure it out, and then everybody's got to make their shots. Well, we know how poorly the Sixers shot in game one, which played a huge part. It's not the reason they lost, right? That and the whole DeAndre Jordan thing. So in this game, Eric Spoelstra made it simple. He told all his players, listen, when Harden has the ball, if it looks like he's about to attempt a step-back shot, just as many guys you can, just jump in his face. So at various points in this game, he was triple-teamed. And I'm going to give Harden credit. Harden would dish the ball out to a wide-open teammate who would clang the shot all night long. And that's when I'm like, wait a minute. I know James Harden's going to get a lot of the blame here because Harden is a shell of what he used to be. And at a certain point in the second half, he began to tire. But there was no one to help him. Tyrese Maxey had a nice game, but somebody had to score points. At numerous points, crucial possessions, he would dish the ball to Danny Green. Clang, Danny Green, 1-for-10. At a certain point, Furkan Korkmaz got first quarter minutes. George Niang fouled out in 10 minutes of action. You know how hard that is to do? And you know who I'm pointing the finger at for this? I can't blame the head coach. The head coach outside of DeAndre Jordan didn't pick the roster. Daryl Morey did. And Daryl Morey is getting a huge pass because he has these sycophant zealots, fan-wise and media-wise, who feel he can do no wrong. He was so fixated on Harden and Harden alone that he paid no attention to the rest of this roster. Danny Green is back. Do you know why Danny Green is back? Because Daryl Morey signed him. Danny Green was 1-for-10. George Niang is here. You know why? Daryl Morey signed him. Furkan Korkmaz is here. You know why? Daryl Morey brought him back. Matisse Thybulle's still here. You know why? Because Daryl Morey refused to trade him. He was worthless tonight. This team stinks. You take him. Tonight is the example. Game one is another example. If they don't have Joel Embiid, they don't even make the playoffs. They are not even a playoff team. And the reason I'm so infuriated, Miami's not a juggernaut. Miami's not making the NBA Finals. They're a good team. That's it. There's nothing great about them. They don't have a single great player on their roster. Jimmy Butler, great? No, he's good, but he's not great. Bam Adebayo, he's not great. The only player they have that could be great is Tyler Hero, their sixth man who's coming off the bench, which leads to the whole conversation. This Sixers team has no depth because the general manager either was so fixated on Harden that he forgot, or, even worse, he doesn't care. And everybody is so concerned with, oh, bow to the altar of Daryl Morey, kiss the ring. Well, there's no ring to kiss because he's never won anything. Daryl Morey is getting a huge pass here. And the Sixers, in both of these games, let me single out game number two, just a few hours ago, had every opportunity to win this game, but they did not because they have no depth whatsoever. Look at the Miami Heat. As I mentioned, no great players, but they have depth. The Milwaukee Bucks, when Giannis went out hurt, they survived. They won games because they have depth. The Phoenix Suns, the number one team in the West, Devin Booker, hands down, they rely on him for everything. They survived because they have depth. Why don't you tell me who Daryl Morey has added to the depth of this team that has helped them? You want to? Let's get specifics. Post-trade deadline, the buyout market. That's when you add veterans who are available that can make the difference for you in a playoff series. Remember Marco Bellinelli, Ersan Ilyasova back in 2019? Those are the type of players you add to your roster when you couldn't grab them in the offseason. Who did Daryl Morey add the last 2 years? DeAndre freaking Jordan? And the year before that, George Hill. That is it. Now, somebody tell me again what a great general manager Daryl Morey is. He was so fixated on James Harden, he paid attention to nothing else. This team has no depth. And without their best player, they are worthless. Don't give me the, oh, well, they traded Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond was molasses. They weren't winning a series with Andre Drummond. This is totally on the general manager not even paying attention to adding depth to this team. And that's why he never won anything in Houston. He was so star-crossed, so star-driven. Oh, yeah, I get 2-3 superstars, we're good. Well, it never panned out because the moment one superstar got hurt, the other two couldn't pick up entirely the slack because that team had no depth to it. Just like the Sixers don't have depth. So as much as I would love to blame Doc Rivers, and I can't wait for the day he gets canned because he's vastly overrated, can we talk about Daryl Morey for a second? And how he continues to get a pass for a team that has no depth whatsoever? Man, that makes me mad. All right, let me head to the phones. Denny and Ben Salem's on WIP. Yo, Denny.
Hi, John. I'm right with you, buddy. This, man, it's so frustrating because, like you said, you hit the nail on the head. Miami's a good team. They're not spectacular. That's what makes this, you know, that's why we, you know, we kind of have that hold down of hope that we can actually get through here because, yeah. I mean, they're a good team. I mean, they're deep, though. When you look at the – I forgot all about Oladipo.
Yeah.
Oladipo's
yeah.
a good – he's what their – when's he come off the bench? What's he, like, their seventh guy?
Yeah, exactly. He was a great acquisition that adds depth, and he ended up scoring 19 points tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, and who on this Sixers team could you ever envision – putting up double digit, well, 15 points off the bench in a playoff game where they needed them. They don't have one.
Zero. You compare Oladipo as their seventh or eighth man. Who's our seventh or eighth man?
All right, it's George Niang or Furkan Korkmaz.
Yeah, I didn't think Korkmaz would even. And you know what sucks, John? You look around the playoffs and who's left. You got Boston. You got Phoenix. Mikal Bridges. I guess he wasn't good enough.
Boy, wouldn't we love to have Mikal Bridges right now?
Who's the guy we traded for him? I don't even remember.
Zaire Smith.
Is he still even in the league?
No, he only played like 20 games, and then he went to the G League, and I don't even know where he's at right now, but it's not in the NBA.
Yeah, and I hate to think of this too, but we had to have Markel Fultz, and Jason Tatum's a superstar.
Yeah. I mean, it's a series of things. But when it comes to, like, Denny, a general manager, of course, in the NBA, superstars are everything. But depth is just as important, especially in the playoffs when you are going to be in the half court, when you're facing the best of the best. And it's just more infuriating because Miami, they're not winning a title. You know, if you have a little bit more depth, you can take out a team like Miami without Joel Embiid. And it's so frustrating.
Right. And thinking about the trade, look, and, you know, it's easy to sit here and say, oh, well, we shouldn't have traded. Andre Drummond, what would he be doing? He wouldn't be doing squat in this series.
No.
So the trade was what the trade was, but you can't go into the playoffs versus good teams and expect to win when you have nobody you can count on coming in off the bench.
Yep.
George Niang, I mean.
He fouled out in 10 minutes. I don't know how that's possible.
It's just so bad. It's just frustrating. And then the Phillies, Zach Wheeler pitches a great game, and we can't scratch one run across. Now you got to play the Mets. You got four games in the Mets, and you just went through a little bit of the bullpen. I mean, it's like...
Denny, let me ask you a very interesting question. I know it's a dark question, but I'm starting to feel this way. So they get swept by a Triple-A team in the Texas Rangers. With the Mets coming into town for four, they're currently six games back of New York, and the Phillies, I think, overall are three games below 500. Would you root against the Phillies to expedite the firing of Joe Girardi in the hopes of saving this season?
Oh, that's a good one, John. That's a really good one.
Like if they get swept by the Mets, he's got to get canned, right?
You got to pull the trigger. Yeah, I mean, you know what? It sucks to think like that, but you know what? That's almost, I mean, I don't know. Is he, I think Joe Girardi, like, he was with the Yankees. I almost feel like he's just living off a name because he was a major league catcher. He's not a good manager, John. The more you look, he's just not a good manager. But the only thing is, who can you bring in? You know,
Of course, that's a whole nother conversation. And the first thing I would say is any option is a better option, right? I'm leaning towards, because I don't want this whole, oh, look, his hand's above, oh, he's drowning again. Until we hit the trade deadline, it's, oh, I guess we better sell now and maybe we'll fire Girardi in August. No. With this type of payroll, they didn't score a single run through nine innings tonight. Their lone run came in the 10th inning, lost 2-1 to the Rangers, a Triple-A team. Their bats are doing nothing. Joe Girardi is lifeless. This team is a reflection of its manager. There's no urgency. How you got swept by the Rangers, this is when you look at us. Do you know six of the next seven teams they face are in first place? Every team they face coming up all has a winning record. And six of the seven lead their division right now. They are absolutely screwed. Eric and Tom's Rivers on WIP. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, what up, Sean? How you doing today?
Hi, Eric. This stinks.
Well, yes, it actually does stink. But, I mean, one, I'm calling in about the Sixers, but knowing the Phillies luck, we'll beat the first place teams, and then we'll lose to the last place team.
Yeah.
That's how it goes in this town, so, you know, like around, you know.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, though, the thing that won't happen anytime soon with this Phillies team, when you look ahead at the schedule, they have the four against the Mets, then they have to fly out west. They have the Mariners, the Dodgers, the Padres, then they have the Dodgers again, then they have the Braves, then they have the Mets again, then they have the Giants. It is a murderer's row of opponents all the way till the second week of July. So
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they'll probably you know, maybe break even, you know, on it, or maybe win two, you know, a couple more games above it. But when they play the crummy teams, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not the reason I called. I wanted to call about the Sixers. So anyway, I was looking it up today, and one of my friends told me, and so when we had the process, you know, all that stuff. So in 2013, we drafted Nerlens Noel and
Michael Carter Williams.
And then at the top of it,
Shortly thereafter was Jahlil Okafor.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and Rudy Gobert was actually the 27th. Then after that, we got Joel in 2014. But after that, Jahlil Okafor is playing in some South Africa league right now. He's not even in the league.
They made Eric the idea of tanking and going at the consensus picks didn't pan out. No, they had a ton of busts and a thousand mistakes
only
along
one
the way.
Did.
Yeah, yeah.
John, only one did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was Joel, but we had to wait 2 years for him.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and you know what the other thing is, too? I would never let Dwight Howard go back to L.A. I think that he was good for this team, to be honest with you. I mean, he's better than, you know, the other guy.
The thing...
DeAndre Jordan.
Cardboard cutout on roller skates is better than DeAndre Jordan. Yeah, Eric, thanks, man. I apologize. I got to cut you short. No, Dwight Howard wasn't helping this team. Dwight Howard was a fouling machine in the playoffs. No, Dwight Howard wasn't the answer either. This isn't about the backup big man. You know, I'm not trying to ignore it, but this is about lack of depth in general. And there is no depth on this team. And that's why Daryl Morey is getting a massive pass here while making more money than any general manager ever has.
Well, he you know, kind of scoffs at the idea of depth. He, right after the trade deadline, said that, you know, in regards to the backup center, if Embiid gets hurt, we're screwed anyway, so what's the point?
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said that on the Rights to Ricky.
Oh, with Spike.
With Spike.
Oh, man. See, that's the problem, too, because I know Spike is a huge fan of Daryl Morey, which is probably why Morey agreed to go on. Morey doesn't, you know, he's not going to be interviewed by someone who's going to criticize the hell out of him. See, that I know Spike has to be, even though he's, you know, he's the PD up at WFAN in New York, there's no way he's content with the decisions that Daryl Morey has made in terms of depth. He can't be. He can't be.
It's indefensible as far as I'm concerned.
Yes! There you go right there, a 76ers season ticket holder telling it the way that it is.
Well, you know, too, John, like I'm watching the Suns, too, and, you know, they have a lottery pick at center themselves, DeAndre Ayton.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not only do they have JaVale McGee, they also have Bismack Biyombo. They signed him middle season.
Yep.
So they insure their insurance. And then the Sixers GM and president and then Elton Brand, too, gets a pass, too. Total pass last 2 years. The GM just, you know, scoffing at the idea of, like, well, why even bother?
Right.
Oh, I mean, Bobby Portis last summer, how big was Bobby Portis last summer filling in for Antetokounmpo when he sprained his knee?
It's total negligence. I absolutely agree. Gary and Whitehall, oh, and Adrian. Gentlemen, hang tight. You two will be up next, and then you. 215-592-9494. Mike, let's push back the snack of the night. I want to make sure we get our calls heard. Maybe we'll squeeze in the snack in the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Gentlemen, you guys are up next, and then you. It's 350.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.